This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, so let's pretend we know what beat we're on. You know, we do this every week. I miss the studio. I miss the studio a little bit, y'all. Do y'all?
Yes.
I really miss it. Hey, what's up, guys? And welcome back to the after show for 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. I'm your host, Alex Bowers. We have Ashley Bowden and Stacey Olivas.
Hey, Alex. Hey, 90 Day family.
Something really exciting to discuss, you know, another 90 Day show. But who gets the spinoff now? Of everyone who finally gets a spinoff. I'm excited to talk about that a little later on. I want to know you ladies' thoughts on this episode. You know, we usually always talk about whether the train is rolling, whether they're stretching this out. Are you getting enough from episode 3 or from the season so far?
We're definitely being spoon-fed by episode 3. We haven't gotten to the nitty-gritty yet. I know it's coming. I have faith, but it's not quite there yet. What did you think, Stacey?
I think I agree with you. I think it's going slow, kind of, because it's like the same issues we're learning about. And we followed these couples for how many years? And it's the same things. Like, we're kind of like, okay, let's go. Come on. Mm-hmm. Like, I want Larissa and Jess to like meet up already and hash it out. Like, we're waiting for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's hard because Michael is over there in Nigeria, you know, so it's hard to like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we need Angela to go over there already.
Yeah, for sure. And then also, like, we're on social media, so you get on social media, we know everything 8 months in advance. We know what is happening, but for the purpose of this show, we're just gonna, you know, watch it with the fans. I know a lot of y'all already know what's happening too in real life, but as far as the show goes, we'll just go episode by episode like we normally do. I want to start with Paul and Karini and Pieri, okay? So they come back to America, and basically Paul is going to have to be a grown man and actually provide for his family. Do you ladies see him getting a job in, let's say, even 6 months of them being in America, or do you see him going back to his parents for that support?
I think he's actually going to get a job because he knows his mom is not playing any games. And not only is his mom not playing any games, but his dad is making sure mom doesn't go soft on him and change her mind. Mm-hmm. So I think that Paul will actually get his act together. And I think he realizes and respects what his parents are saying. Hey, I'm 36 years old. It's time for me to get it together. I have a whole family. I have a baby. I have a wife. So it is time for me to get it together. So I think Paul realizes it and respects it. And I think he will show and prove this time around.
And Stacey?
I think he will. I think his parents are forcing him at 36 to finally like get a full-time job. Like, it's just interesting to see how he's gone this long without it. Like, has he melted his parents? Like, you know, over this course of time. But I think he's going to shape up because they're just going to cut him off. And then the mom's kind of like speaking her mind now. She called him an idiot this episode. She was like, you're a drama queen. It was funny though. It's like, oh my God. I never saw that before, the mom.
I think that was the most interesting part. Was when he's freaking out like, you're doing something illegal. I'm like, dude, relax. Like, I know this baby shouldn't be out of the car seat, but just for 2 seconds, I don't think it was that deep. The mom was like, see, this is why we can't live together. Like, I feel like right then she knew she was making the right decision by dropping him off at the hotel.
And let's just talk about how he hopped out of the car in the middle of traffic. Like, didn't you just talk about doing something illegal? What you did was very illegal and very dangerous. Mm-hmm. So you put everybody at risk when you did that. Yeah. So Paul, that back and forth exchange between Paul and his mom, I just felt like he was, somebody in live chat said it and I felt the same way. RDOBBRX said he is so disrespectful to his mom, and I couldn't agree more. He was so disrespectful to his mom, and I'm thinking your mom is allowing, not allowing you to come back home, but essentially allowing you to come back home. She was nice enough to put you in a hotel for a couple days. The least you can do is be kind and respectful to her. And he was just, like she said, a drama king, and just being extremely disrespectful and rude. So,
and even
I didn't, you know, like that
when they were in the lobby. He's like, "Don't kiss me on the lips." Like, no, don't do that. I'm like, dude, relax. She wasn't even, I don't know that she was really gonna even. Yeah. I thought she was just joking or something, because she laughed afterwards. She's like, I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you, Ashley. He was mad disrespectful. And if I was starting to be like, you know what? Now you got 2 days. I was going to pay for your hotel for maybe 3. Now you got 2. You're on your own grown bleep man. Because I don't have time for it.
I can't believe she's paying for his hotel.
Yeah.
Even that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's not going to let them be, you know, homeless. She's going to help them out. But I don't know how much 2 days is going to, 2-3 days is going to help, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to find a job in that amount of time. And the turnover rate, as far as like finding the job, getting your first paycheck, then you got to find an apartment. I don't see all that happening that quickly. But
he may end up back in the house for a minute. Like, even if they give him like, all right, you have 1 month. And you're really out. For some reason, I see him touching back, walking through that threshold at home. Like, I see that happening. I know the mom, like you said, is being very stern on this. But honestly, a hotel bill is more expensive than just having this man in the basement for a month.
But that's the thing, it probably doesn't stay like that. The mom knows how he is. It's like a month turns into 6 months, and then it turns. I feel like they're just really fed up with it.
For sure.
It's Paul.
But, you know, Perry is there, so maybe things will be different. I don't know with Paul, but I'm excited to see him in his little dinosaur run. And let's go, Paul, okay? I'm rooting for him. And Karini, she needs help through this whole process, too, because she has to deal with this man. She's just be so chill. Like, you're being dramatic. Like, I love her. Okay.
She's learned over the years to not react to Paul as crazy.
For sure. All right, so moving on to Colt and Jess. So we saw like his last day in Chicago. And I just want to know if you ladies think that she really loves him, or is she just trying to extend her stay? Because she did mention, when we're having that conversation, you know, she brought up the visa. What happens after this 6 months? What were you ladies thinking during that whole process?
I think that she views Colt as a safe and eligible candidate. I think that she's tolerating of Colt. But as far as her being really in love with him, no, I don't see them even being compatible. Mm-hmm. I think they might be sexually compatible, but as far as anything outside of the bedroom, I don't see that. And the reason why I say the sex is because they both really enjoy doing it a lot. And they voiced that. So I think that that's probably the depth of their compatibility. But anything further than that, I would say no. So she's going to hang on as long as she can to try to secure her stay in the U.S. And that's just that. Stacey, what do you think?
She only had 6 months. I think I agree with you, Ashley. I don't think she's in it for the right reasons. I think she just wants citizenship. And she's putting up with him. I don't think they're really compatible personality-wise. Like she said, she likes to have fun, go out, do stuff. And he's just like, I want to go home and be with my cats.
Right.
But yeah, I, which is interesting now because she was on the J-1 visa, I think it was. The OPA.
Yeah, to study.
Yeah. And that one's like non-existent or not really, people aren't allowed to have that right now at this moment. So I'm just curious, like what happened to Jess?
Right. What's going on with her right now? I kind of want to talk about the conversation she had with her girlfriends. And maybe you guys can help me out, but was she saying that one of her friends was jealous or was I not?
She was saying Vanessa, but she thinks Vanessa is jealous. Okay. Vanessa is Colt's friend.
Right.
But she's calling him all the time. You know, they have a close friendship. Mm-hmm. So she thinks that Vanessa is jealous of she and Colt's relationship.
Okay. Because I'm over here like, I'm confused as ever. Like, what does she mean? Who's hating? Because yeah. I don't know what it is about Colt, but these ladies.
He has the confidence, Alex. He's just like, I can get any girl I want. In his head, he thinks that way. And that, I mean, that's a little like, no, wouldn't attract me, but some people it's like, okay. Like, unless he probably bugs them too, you know, he doesn't mm-hmm. stop. And that's why I think he likes it that he has Vanessa there and then he has Jess there. And it like, his ego is like, I can have all these things.
Yeah. It's
it's a mystery.
And you know, what I can't wait to see is how, you know, he gets along with Jess's dad, because she said if that doesn't work out, you know, she's going with whatever her dad says, the relationship will be over. Do I believe her? No, because if she really wants to be here longer than 6 months and she doesn't have time, like we said, then she's going to make sure that she stays with Colt forever long she has to be secure.
But why is she having to meet her parents in the first place? Isn't that kind of weird?
I mean, if you're not in love with the person or like really care about them, you know, for what?
Yeah.
Get what you need, stay over here, do what you got to do, whatever, move on, and let your parents meet whoever you're really interested in. So I hope she's not making them come together for no reason, wasting time and money.
Well, she's got to do all that for optics, right?
True.
So she's got to kind of make it seem like the real deal, like come meet my mom, you know, all of that to make it seem like this is really something that I want in my life long term, when we all know that that's not the case.
I can see that. And meanwhile, Larissa is living her best life. Ah, you know, she goes on blind date. I think this, okay, besides Paul acting out, you know, in the car, I think this may have been like my favorite moment throughout this whole episode. I was cracking up at this date because Larissa is just so honest and like it was cringeworthy, but like I couldn't stop watching. Favorite part hands down was when he was like, you know, what are your favorite characteristics in a man? And she's just like, citizenship.
Like, right.
Straight up, like that's what I'm looking for. I need this green card. I'm trying to stay on the right path. Help me out, you know, basically. But he wasn't here for it. But I just like that she moved on and she's like, you know what? She, you know, in the, what is it? The doctor's office doing her thing. Like I'm about to get my body worked on. It's whatever, you know? But I really want her to find someone. I want it to be for the right reason. Right now.
I think she puts on like this front that she's all about like the superficial stuff, but I don't know. I don't know if she really is. Maybe it's like a defense mechanism.
It could be. She did mention that, you know, she loves the attention, but she also doesn't want it. So it's just whenever she wants it. And I think that's going to be the issue. You can't just turn it on, turn it off. I mean, you may be able to find someone like that, but a lot of the time, you know, it's pretty much on until you guys are out of the honeymoon phase, you know?
It was funny when she said Las Vegas guys only want tacos and hiking.
Yeah, and that it was funny that she looked at that as a like a cheap indicator, like, oh, he must be cheap. He wants to take me to eat tacos and go on a hike. Mm-hmm. I mean, but what I think what was so funny about the date was he said, you know, I'm Egyptian. I'm, you know, half Egyptian. She said, oh, Egyptian, I love Egypt. And he said, have you ever been? Mm-hmm. And she said, no. Like, what?
Do you guys think it's a language barrier?
No.
Not that
exchange.
That whole date, which made it funny. Because they just, there were times they were just looking at each other like, she's just so honest. It was just funny.
Philanthropy? Do you like philanthropy? No.
No.
And they're like,
I think the producers told him to ask that.
Dude, I thought that was hilarious. Yeah.
I thought that was funny. So you guys, The live chat is going up right now. Jean Wilson said she needs to go back and take care of her kids. I can't stand the rest of the date was a joke. Becky Star 101 says she missed a good party and didn't get any boom boom. And just to take it back to Jess and Colt really quick, Jean Wilson brought up a good point. She said, let's be real. Jess seen him on 90 Day before. She knows what to do to keep him. Facts. I'm sure she did her research.
Stroke his ego. Like, that's all he's worried about. And then, you know, be respectful to Debbie.
Oh.
Don't say anything crazy to Debbie and you're in the door and you love cats. She's in there.
But then he doesn't want her to go out with her friends.
If she doesn't play her card, play it off, okay? Play it off.
That's
on her.
I don't think in that moment, I don't think it was that he didn't want her to go out with her friends. He doesn't want her to go out with her friends. I think it was just, it was his last night in Chicago. And he wanted it to be kind of like a one-on-one situation between the
two. Which is understandable. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to spend, you know, the quality time. Whatever. But back to Melissa, love her.
Yes, everyone like is attacking her right now. And I'm like, she's so funny.
And I mean, her kids are being taken care of. As far as we know, she's trying to, a lot of people do that. She's trying to create a life. She's trying to, you know, get on the right path, figure it out, get them here. She never goes without saying that she has kids. She's always like even in this day, he's like, you know, like talking about a family. She's like, yes, I have a family. He's like, oh, you have a family? Yeah, I have kids. Like, she's honest about that. And I do like that. Because if you deny, then that's where things get sticky. That's when we truly have a problem. And Stacey, if she's not getting on your nerves and we know how hard you go for the kids on 90 Day, then we're in the door.
I just think she kind of plays this game. Like, oh, I want this and that. But I think her, like her, the plastic surgery, all that stuff, it's even, she even said it. She's insecure, like about her look. So that's her way to like make her feel. And you know what? I think she's getting endorsed for those things. Because when you go on a show, people are hooking you up left and right with stuff. Like free Botox. Who wouldn't take it?
Yeah. She probably is getting endorsed for those procedures. Yeah.
You know? But it is hurting her because people are attacking her like crazy.
Turn the comments off and keep it moving. moving on to Elizabeth and not our comments. I'm talking about Larissa. Larissa, when you do a post, turn the comments off. And our comments, keep them going, y'all. Keep them going. All right, moving on to Elizabeth and Andre and baby Eleanor. So we know that they're going to travel to Moldova for this wedding. And once again, Andre is doing the absolute most. He wants her to stay with his parents for, what, he said 3 weeks. And her family's going to be there. She'd rather stay with her family. What are your thoughts? Should they have had this conversation prior to him saying that, or would you automatically assume that, you know, you should be with his parents? I don't know. I say
okay, so I cannot stand Andre, but I will say that I understand why he wants them to stay with his parents for the 3 weeks, because they haven't had a chance to bond with their granddaughter. So if anything, I totally get that. And I do think that Alexi should take one for the team on that. But he should have had that conversation with her prior to. In his defense, he may not have known that topic was going to come up. And he probably just hadn't thought about it previous to the conversation he had with his parents. But as far as Andre as a whole, I don't like that he's... No, I don't like that he's always counting her family's pockets. Worry about your own money, sir. Or, you know, getting some money for yourself. I do not like that. And I didn't like how him and his parents were on the FaceTime or on the Skype call, just making plans with her dad's money. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were just making big plans. Oh, we'll find a venue. We're gonna get some food. We're gonna, like, really, on another man's dime? It just, I don't know. It just seems so distasteful. I didn't like it at all.
No, I agree 100%. Were either of you surprised that two of her siblings weren't going to be able to make it.
Yeah, I was surprised because that family seems so close. But I think Andre did set it up in that way. I think he's annoyed. It's like he wants the money from her family, but then he's annoyed by them and doesn't want them anywhere near. Like, give me the money and then just go and do your own thing, you know?
I'm surprised. But
I was like,
I just feel like regardless if my sister's getting married tomorrow, as long as my kids have the shots, I'm there, you know? If, you know, in another country, you're going to make sure. And we'll get into that later on with Kalani and Asuelu as well. But like, as long as, you know, I try to swing it. They make it seem like they're living like these lavish lifestyles. The sisters do. I would swing it. I don't think there's really an excuse. I mean, I'm sure maybe later they'll explain, but a man can't stop me from seeing my sister. Like, especially if he's that big. Andre, me and you will go head to head. Every time we go head to head, one thing you will not do is break up the family or make me miss an important moment in my sister's life. But that's just how I felt looking at it. I wasn't surprised one bit. I knew someone was going to say that they couldn't make it because they were so upset that it was last minute. I don't know.
That's why I feel like he's really calculated in this. Like, he knew that they weren't going to go. And, you know, they are kind of high maintenance a little bit. They seem a little like, you know, so maybe they're like, well, we have to have everything planned. They're not going to go spontaneously, you know?
I agree.
And so, mm-hmm. And then also their spouses, like maybe their spouses too. It's like, mm-hmm. You have to consider them. Cause it's how many weeks away is it? Like they're going?
I think just a couple. I know couple. Like, preview for next week. They're going.
Yeah.
I don't know how much time was in between the two episodes, but yeah, they'll be on their way next week.
He has a plan, you guys. He's taking that money, that family for their money.
Let's see how much money he really gets out of this whole situation. I'm curious to know.
He talks about money way too much, and he's too bitter about the money that they have. Like, it's just concerning for me.
For sure.
Like, he even said they can go get a translator because they don't know where anything's at. And she's like, I want to be with my family to kind of show them. And he's like, they have money. They can go buy a translator. I was like, oh, my God.
You know,
I'm gonna say it about your family.
It's not right. I'm telling you. Okay, so next on the list, Tanya and Sinjin. Okay, this whole thing was getting this job at the Irish pub, and I just thought it was funny that he did all this and he comes back home drunk, and it's exactly what she was worried about. I don't know how I feel about you working at a bar. And then he does that exact thing. He comes home drunk because he didn't get a yes or no answer from the end of the, by the end of the interview. He didn't get a yes or no answer. So he just, take shots. Yeah, I'll finish this. And I'll, you know, and I'm just like, come on. I was slick disappointed, but I was not surprised. Alcohol in front of Sinjin, you know, candy in front of a kid. Just being honest. What were your thoughts on his interview? You know, he was pretty honest, but I want to know what you ladies were thinking.
I think it was interesting because last season or the season when they were last on, I was really hard on Tanya. Like, she's not nice to him. Like, mm-hmm. Now I kind of see her point of view, like where she is like hard on him because, I mean, he's like a free wild spirit that's like, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to party. And, you know, she knew him in South Africa when he was going kind of wild. So coming over here and then he still wants that lifestyle. It's like, it's not there, you know, you're not there anymore. So I kind of see now where she's kind of like, okay, the vacation's over. And I kind of see she was attacked a lot that last season when she was on. So now I'm like, oh, now I see her side more.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think she's softened up quite a bit. I think more than anything, I think that she was, what we said about her the last season they were on was accurate. Mm-hmm. But anywho, I think that she's valid in her concerns about Sinjin's drinking. Like, if you can't handle a possible rejection and that leads you to, you know, drinking and having a shot, not that there's anything wrong with having a couple beers and a shot, but let's look at the why behind it. Why are you doing it? Is it just leisure? Or are you doing it because you can't cope and it's a coping mechanism? And I think that that's when it becomes a problem. Agreed. So I definitely think that Tanya has a point.
Yeah. And we're going to see how things really play out because, you know, he's not taking it serious and she's hurt right now. So she can't do anything. And we may see them struggle more than we ever have, because she can't pick up his slack anymore right now. He has to go at least 3 more months with her not being able to do anything. She won't be able to go back bartending, which she said is her big money maker. That's a problem, especially if he can't get it together. So I'm, you know, interested to see how this all plays out. But I would not be surprised if he did not get that job, because honestly, if I'm having you interview or whatever, and then after that, you're chilling at the bar and you're getting drunk, I'm looking at you sideways at this point. Can I trust you around the drinks when I'm not there? Like, these are the questions that would go through my mind as an owner of a bar, you know, those things. So yeah. He did offer the beer. He did.
Yeah. I'm going to say, well,
he took a shot too. But the first thing we did, we saw him take the shot and then drink the beer. How about just take the beer and kindly leave? Thank you so much. Right. I look forward to hearing from you. Be blessed. Leave it at that. But he couldn't. So we'll see how that plays out. Moving on to Michael.
Michael.
Angela went and we saw her see a lawyer about getting a will drawn up, and she's slick nervous about, you know, Michael, and she's listening to her daughter Skyla now. I want to know your thoughts on Skyla deciding still that she was not going to Nigeria after, you know, she told her mom that she was considerate, you know, if she went to a lawyer. She's just still kind of like, no, I'm not going. Sorry, mama.
I have a question before I answer that. Are those Skyla's kids that Angela helps to take care of? I know it's the other daughters too, but.
Yeah, a couple of them are Skyla's kids, yeah.
I just think that it would have been in good faith and kind of her to just support her mom, just show her mom some support in that moment. Like, your mom does a lot for you.
With her grandmother being sick, though.
I'm sure they had somebody else that could take care of their grandma.
Yeah.
I'm sure, because Angela would not have let that go down otherwise. So let's just assume that there was somebody there to take care of the grandmother. Mm-hmm. I think that Skyla should support her mom in that. Even if she doesn't necessarily agree with it, your mom helps you out a lot. I just think you only get one mom, so I think that would have been the nice thing to do. Mm-hmm.
But then you have, okay, I understand that, but then you have Angela calling Michael up, kind of like telling on her, you know, telling on Skyla, like, well, talk her into it, and she, you know, listen, she said this, that, and the third. If anything, now I'm really going to stick to saying no. If I really did not want to go over there. Mom or not, if I really was like, I don't know what it is with Skyla, but and she really does not want to go over there. But at this point, I already don't like Michael. If I'm her, if I'm Skyla, I already don't really like Michael. I'm, you know, I have my feelings about you guys being together, even though it's been 3 years. And then you want to call this man up and you like tell him on me, like, this is my dad. Yeah, no, you lost me right there.
Wait, does it have to be someone that's like related to Angela that has to go over there, or
a friend? It can be a friend too.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't seem like she has anyone. I don't know.
It's so sad. Yeah.
No.
I don't think it's that she doesn't have anyone, but how many people do you know around you that can just pick up and go to Nigeria? Right. So I think Skyla was the only option that could reasonably do it. She just doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm. That's messed up. She got her hopes up and she made her do all these things just to shut her up. And then it came down and she's like, yeah, still not doing it. It's messed up. She should have just said, no, I'm not doing it from the jump.
Yeah, I think she should have just said from the beginning. But, you know, to her defense, she did say, I'll think about it. Aww. Just because you say you'll think about something is not an automatic yes.
That's true.
But and really what she was doing was looking out for her mom, you know. See a lawyer, do this, that, and the third. These are the steps you need to take before you even think about going over there. And then, you know, at this end of the day, no, I'm still not going.
It's like she was trying to teach her a lesson. Like, you're going to find out all these things and then you're going to not want to go.
Yeah.
No, she's going.
Yeah.
She will find a way.
So I want to know, you know, Skylar has her doubts. Does Michael really love Angela, in your opinion?
Yes, I think so. I can't figure out any other reason why he puts up with, I mean, I think Angela is a fun lady. She seems like cool to hang around, but she puts Michael through the ringer a lot of the time. So I think he really does love her. But like I said last season, I think that Michael loves the idea of coming to America more. Mm. So it's like a dual love. I love you and I love America. And this works together. Great. Yeah.
I agree. I'm going to say yes. Stacey?
I think he loves her. I don't think she's going to let him go at all. So there's no way he's going anywhere. She will find him. So I don't think, and I think they have fun together. Like if you just watch their videos and stuff, they're just like, he loves it. He loves Angela's like who she is.
So Raydella Lewis in the live chat said, how come Angela needed a witness and baby goat Lisa didn't? Baby goat, she said, but she's talking about Lisa didn't.
I don't know what Lisa had going on, or I don't know.
Who knows?
Listen, who knows, Raydella? I'm not a Lisa fan, so I'm glad I don't even have to talk about her anymore, to be honest. let's just stick to Ange.
Right.
Let's just stick to Ange. Okay, so last couple, Kalani and Asuelu. Mm-hmm. And the issue here is, you know, whether or not to get their youngest son vaccinated so that they can go back to his home. Where is he living in?
Samoa.
Yeah. So they can get back there. What are your thoughts? Because the doctor said he would only be for sure covered like 93%. And there's still that 7%, and there's this outbreak, and, you know, as a mom, she's just thinking, like, you know, this isn't a good idea. We should just wait. What were your thoughts? I agreed with her, but.
I think that she should go ahead and get him vaccinated just to get it out the way. But explain to Asuelu, that doesn't mean that we're hopping on a plane and going to Samoa right now. Like, we might have to wait a few months to let this outbreak die down. Mm-hmm. So I'm always shocked and appalled at how childish Asuelu is. Like, it's like she has a third child with him. She has the way she has to explain things to him, and not because of the language barrier, but because I think he tries to be willfully and conveniently ignorant to certain things. Like, you know, good and daggone well, it's not a good time to go to Samoa, but you really want to go home. So you're really going to push the issue. So I just think that he does things a lot of the times from a selfish nature, just from what I've seen so far.
Stacey?
I think the way he thinks, because of where because a lot of people from other countries, like I've heard this and I've learned this a lot, like visiting other countries and stuff, they live differently. Like their mentality is differently. Like they live day by day. So like in a weird way, like death, some of them doesn't scare them. Do you know what I mean? Like kind of like how Karini pulled the baby out of the car seat. Like it was nothing, because over there, you know what I mean, where she's from, like they probably, I don't know about there, but I've seen where they have babies on the back of like motorcycles. Like that's just a common thing, you know? So I think for him, he doesn't like maturity, but also he doesn't get it. He's like, oh, we're good. We got the shots. You know what I mean? Cause that's all that mattered. And he doesn't like think the other things as much. Yeah. That's where I got from him. Cause I just how the mentality is, it's like day by day, like the way they live, it's like a, that's kind of survival mode a little bit.
He just doesn't think anything through. He's selfish, and whatever he wants, he expects to get it, whether it's putting his kids in danger or not. He'll go. Even if it was a 70% chance, like the kid was only covered from the vaccine, like 70%, he would take that chance with the other 30% floating in the air. If it meant that he could get back to his dad and his sister. So I don't think I don't think it matters to him. And it says a lot. And she says he doesn't help out with the kids and stuff. I'm hoping he changes, but with the preview even, he said in the preview, I don't know if you saw for the next episode, he's telling her being a mom is easy. So he's going to catch a lot of flack for that comment next episode. I already know it. I'm ready. Because that was foul.
Yeah.
That was foul. Easy, try again. I haven't had any kids, but I know for a fact that these moms are out here doing everything to keep their kid not only alive, but happy. So please stop, sir. Please stop. And healthy. Okay, I want to get into Darcy and her new spinoff.
Yay!
What are your thoughts on Darcy and Stacy? Do they deserve this spinoff? Are you interested? Is there enough drama there? What are your thoughts?
I mean, I'll watch. I'll definitely watch and check it out and see what the girls have going on. I think it'll be a different and interesting dynamic just to see those two on the screen only, you know, like the storylines being around surrounding them. So I'll definitely check it out. I'm not sure what to expect, so I can't say too much, but I think it's worth checking out. Stacey, what do you think? Are you going to watch?
I'm excited. I just want to see these date, like these, the people that haven't met anybody, like a dating show. I feel like it's going to kind of be like a dating show, you know, like seeing her go out there and meet new people, travel, all that stuff. So I'm excited. I want Darcy to find love.
Stacey was still single. Like, it would be even more exciting to watch if they were both single and like, maybe, no, I call him or I, you know, that's my, you know, like I would love that. But knowing that Stacey is, what, is she back engaged now or back in a relationship with her man? I don't know if that makes me want to watch as much, but I'll watch for Darcy.
Sure. They like the model looking young guy. So this is going to be really interesting. How Darcy, you know, how she meets these guys and everything. I want to see it. I'm here for it.
Yeah. So for our special segment, what do you think, Stacey? Can you hit us up with one question?
Okay. Should you open up on the first date about if you have a criminal history? Like, should that be just laid out on the table on the first date with someone?
I think yes. Go ahead and get it out so that someone can decide whether they want to spend their time with you. So go ahead and let me know. Do you have kids? Do you have a wife, a girlfriend, a baby mama, or someone that thinks that they're your girlfriend? If they even think that, see ya. So these things matter to me. They truly do. So I agree. I think. Go ahead, lay it out. Let me know.
Yeah, I would say that I would want to know on the first date, because that's just not something you want to keep hidden for too long. Like, is this something that I could deal with or no? So yeah, definitely let me know on the first date. Stacey, what did you
think? No, I would want to know too. I mean, first, second date, I kind of get scared easily. So I'm like, oh, if they have like some great criminal history. But I mean, yeah, eventually. I'm not in a relationship with them yet, but like first couple dates, you better tell me.
For sure.
I think we have time for one more question.
The question I was going to ask was the Asuelu. Like, would you guys take your kids to another country if there was an outbreak of like some crazy thing, but they have vaccinations?
No.
Like, I'm good on that.
Why take the risk? Because you still have that 7% risk.
Right. Like I, even that little, I just don't have time for it. Stuff happens all the time. That gives me anxiety. I don't even have a kid. That 7% bothered me so bad.
Oh, no. 90%.
Absolutely not. Now, I wonder what it is once it, like, fully kicks in. You know, mm-hmm. like even, you know, if he had... If he was older and he had it when he was supposed to, and maybe they were going at a good time, like, is that 7% still there, or is it just like that because he's young? Like, I didn't know any of the details, but I mean, I guess it's always a chance when you're traveling to another country.
Yeah,
but I need some more statistics. For now, no, absolutely not. My kid would not get on that plane. Period. No matter what the father says. I run the show.
Agreed.
With this, okay? So what are you ladies' predictions? Any predictions for the next episode? Bless you.
Thank you.
All right, bless you.
Yeah, so my prediction was that Skyla will accompany her mom. I think maybe she'll have, maybe I'm just wishful thinking, but I was hoping and wishing that she will have a change of heart and actually accommodate her mom and do something nice for her.
Okay. I think the people are going to be upset with Debbie's reaction to Colt letting her know that Jess is Brazilian. I think, especially now, given the times and what all is going on in the world, I think that this is going to be a lot more than people can handle right now, just because her having a problem with Jess being Brazilian. So I think this is going to be an issue this week, and it's going to tie into what all is going on in the world right now and what we're going through. And, you know, everything that everyone's advocating for and stuff like that. And it's going to be a part of the conversation for sure. So as far as like on the show, obviously, you know, I don't see anything crazy happening there, but I think as far as like the fans and the comments and everything else, we might see a lot of Debbie, and it might not be positive things on social media.
Oh, crazy. I think that Andre and Elizabeth, like, I think there's gonna be a huge, like, massive fight between her family and like him in Moldova. So I think there's like a future episode too where like the son-in-law was like ready to fight him too. So I'm here for it.
This is too much.
Someone needs to knock some sense.
He's gonna have to meet his match one of these days. He's gonna meet his match. I promise you. And it's gonna be someone that's not here for it. They're gonna call him out and be face to face with him. I'm here for it though. I want the drama. Okay. I need more for sure. Third episode. I'm gonna need 90 days to just go ahead and dive in, please. I'm ready. We like to keep this thing Roland, where can everyone find you, ladies?
Yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie, and then you can find me on Twitter at AshleyMarie0422. Really quick, I just want to shout out the live chat. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us tonight. There's 42 of you in the live chat, so make sure you give us a thumbs up. Subscribe to our AfterBuzz reality channel if you're not already subscribe. Thank you, Geek Girl, Jean Wilson, Simone Boss, Lita P, Lydia S, Radella Lewis, let's see, Melissa Willis, Becky Star 101. If I'm missing you, please forgive me, RDCOBBRX. Yeah. Thank you guys all so, so much. We appreciate you all. And Stacey, I'll throw it to you.
Hey, you guys can, yeah, you guys can find me. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Ashley. You guys can find me at Stacey_Olivas and at Night A Fiance Now. Hit me up, send me news, the crazy stuff.
Yep, and you can find me all over at Hey Alex Bowers. I'm excited for this season. Like I said, let's keep it going, you guys. It's not too late to hop in the comments. Let us know what you think. Even let us know your predictions. And you'll, of course, see us here next week. Bye, guys.
Yay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.